The Dick Hotch basketball tournament has its first official women's division, and kelp and coffee companies win a Southeast Small Business Contest. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Dick Hotch Memorial Basketball Tournament will feature an official women's bracket for what organizers say is the first time in the Haynes tournament's history. Six men's teams and four women's teams will battle for cash prizes and glory this weekend. Stuart DeWitt says the Dick Hotch tournament is just one example of how much Southeast loves basketball.
Everybody's a basketball junkie in Southeast Alaska. You know, they don't care if it's good basketball, bad basketball, you know, 4-year-olds playing, 40-year-old men playing. People just love to watch it. And so I think that just makes it so cool that they don't really care who they're watching. They just want to watch basketball.
DeWitt organizes the Dick Hotch tournament. For more than 30 years, Haynes and Kluckwan residents have watched men from around the region face off in the tournament, which is named after a beloved Kluckwan coach. This year, women will have a major presence on the court for the first time ever, DeWitt says.
I think it's one of those things where can it get any better than it was last year?
Krista Kielsmeyer helped start the women's league just last year, and it saw great success. The brand new team won first place at the gold medal basketball tournament in Juneau. The women had a more informal presence at Dick Hotch last year. A few players from Juneau came up to compete. But this year, there's an official women's division with four teams, two from Haynes, one from Juneau, and one from Whitehorse. Kielsmeyer says some of the Haynes women remember playing the Juneau team members in high school.
I'm really happy that Whitehorse came, and Juneau having these more well-known players come from Juneau, that my team is really excited to play against these people. So just kind of amazing that it all came together.
DeWitt says, considering the women's league's hard work and success, it made sense to make room for them at Dick Hotch.
They put out the effort, so I figured I should put out the effort too to include them in the tournament. So
originally, seven men's teams were signed up, and DeWitt says the schedule was looking pretty crowded, but a team from Hoonah backed out at the last minute, which made a little more space. The men's teams include two from Haynes, one from Kluckwan, two from Whitehorse, and one from Juneau. DeWitt says the teams are fairly similar to those that competed last year. There are cash prizes for the victors, $2,500 for the men's division and $1,000 for the women's. DeWitt hopes to increase prizes in coming years to draw more teams to the tournament.
It used to be real competitive, like in the 90s. Dick Hotch was, guys would come in from all over the place to play. And it seemed like in the 2000s, it kind of, you know, it struggled. The five teams, I think, we had one year. I'm kind of hoping that we can, you know, maybe at some point in the future get like two Haynes teams and six out-of-town teams would be my ideal. Some different teams that different players that people haven't seen play.
For now, the Haynes High School gym will be plenty busy with 10 teams competing. Games start at 6 p.m. Thursday and continue through the weekend. The women's championship is Sunday at 11:30 a.m., and the men's championship follows at 1 p.m. A Klawak coffee roaster and a Juneau food business are the winners of the 2016 Path to Prosperity contest. The Southeast Alaska Entrepreneurial Competition is entering its fifth year. It's a partnership of the Nature Conservancy and the Spruce Root Community Development Fund, formerly known as HA-ANI. Program administrator Paul Hackenmuller says an independent panel of judges selects winners based on the strength of their business plans, but also on their triple bottom line.
So the triple bottom line is where a business is focused not only on the typical bottom line, right, profit, economic profit, but also on how they impact positively the environment of the community, surrounding community where they're doing business.
44 businesses from 17 communities applied for Path to Prosperity in 2016. The pool is narrowed down to a dozen finalists who attend a business boot camp in Juneau. This month, Spruce Root announced the winners: the Wild Alaskan Kelp Company in Juneau and Skyana Coffee Company in Klawak. Leah Heifetz and Matt Kern run the Kelp Company. Here's Heifetz.
Our long-term vision is to add value to Southeast Alaska's edible resources. And this past summer, we started making products out of wild bull kelp. So we make pickles and relishes and salsas and dried spice blends out of bull kelp.
Tina Steffen owns Skyana Coffee in Klawak. Skyana is the Haida word for to be awake. Steffen has run a coffee shop for over 10 years. She says there are transportation and quality issues getting product shipped to the remote community on Prince of Wales Island. So she recently started roasting her own coffee beans.
We've been really happy if we know exactly when our beans are roasted. We know, you know, that we've cut costs considerably. We've cut, you know, and that's helped us not have to raise prices to our customers because, you know, the economy is not great here.
Skyana Coffee and the Kelp Company will each receive up to $40,000 in seed funding for technical and consulting services. This year, the Path to Prosperity contest is narrowing its focus. For the upcoming competition, it will accept applications only from food-related businesses. Spruce Roots Hackenmuller says the goal is to encourage entrepreneurs who help create local food security.
Here in Southeast Alaska, we have a tremendous bounty. There's a lot of resource and an incredible amount of potential to grow and produce more local food.
Hackenmuller announced the food focus at the Southeast Alaska Farmers Summit in Haines on February 25th. He said a number of attendees seemed interested in the contest. The Path to Prosperity application period opens April 1st. Past winners include Haines Port Chilkoot Distillery and Fairweather Ski Works. Commercial fisheries in Southeast have survived 2 years of state budget cuts, but not without some changes. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Division of Commercial Fisheries has cut some positions, ended some monitoring programs, and found some new funding sources. KFSK's Angela Denning reports.
When the state cuts are listed on a spreadsheet, the individual amounts don't seem that staggering. $20,000 here, $50,000 there. But it totals about $1.75 million over the last 2 years. The cuts include laying off a part-time front desk person in Petersburg, not replacing a retired analyst programmer, and eliminating a position in the Golden King Crab fishery.
None of them were good, of course.
That's Lowell Fair, the regional supervisor for commercial fisheries in Southeast. He says the Golden King Crab job was an observer who would collect data on the crab in season. But the position didn't provide the most critical information for managing the fishery. And the Golden King Crab fishery is tiny anyway, compared to the Dungeness and the Tanner Crab fisheries. So it got the axe. Similarly, the division trimmed down its herring stock assessment programs in the region by $142,000, keeping only the two main areas, Sitka and Craig.
Our goal is to maintain the most important fisheries, the biggest fisheries, you know, the most valuable fisheries. That's usually the way we go, is try not to affect those.
Some of the Southeast cuts were replaced with other funding sources like grants. About a $200,000 cut for tracking coho returns was fully replaced by money through the Pacific Salmon Commission. But in some cases, the state has found itself deeper into the business side of fisheries. Take the aerial salmon surveys, for example. In season, biologists fly multiple times a week to observe fish spawning in the Clear Mountain streams and monitor fishing effort by counting boats. Southeast's aerial salmon surveys have seen cuts of just over $130,000 the last 2 years. To make up the difference, the state is using more test fisheries. The program allows the state to hire a fisherman to catch fish and then split the profits with the state. Test fisheries have been used in the past for a variety of fisheries to not only bring in revenue, but to gain data on some of the fish in specific areas. Overall, the cuts to commercial fisheries in Southeast the last 2 years haven't been debilitating for fish and game. But Fair says that future cuts would be a concern.
Right now, we've cut about as much as we can cut without having serious impacts on any fishery. So any future cuts really digs into our ability to manage fisheries efficiently.
So far, the fiscal year budget for 2018 proposed by Governor Walker does not have many cuts for commercial fisheries in Southeast. Fair says it's encouraging, but it will be up to the legislature to keep it that way. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.